Tim, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you, man?
Doing well. Good weekend.
You're very nice.
Interesting piece that you wrote titled Republicans in Lansing Acting More Like Democrats. The Michigan legislature approves a $500 million dollar tax hike in youth, right? Who'd thunk it?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If Jennifer Granholm had gone to the Republicans in the legislature after she was first elected in office and said, guys, we needed more revenue and let's tax pensions, you know what they would have done? They would have shown her the door to the residence on Mackinac Island and told her to stay up there for 8 years. Snyder comes into town, Mr. Snyder, and says, let's do it. And there's a pushback immediately, starting in his inner circle. They're not saying it's a bad idea. They're saying politically it's not possible. And here we are tomorrow. He's going to sign it.
You know what's interesting about a lot of the policies that he's talking about and that he wants to see push through, Tim, is there has been some initial pushback, but he gets the votes that he needs. Do you think people understand that, hey, something has to be done and we got to take away the DNRs?
Yeah, I think so, and I think there was an atmosphere of let's give this governor a chance, at least on the Republican side, and frankly, it was there on the Democratic side as well, and he did come into town saying that he wanted to do some of this with bipartisan support. The budget's not going to have bipartisan support, and his pension tax didn't, and the business tax didn't, and the item pricing had a couple of votes, so he's not doing too well on the bipartisan thing, but at the end of the day, if he gets to 56 and 20 votes in the House and Senate, respectively, he can do pretty much whatever he wants.
Let's talk about the latest entry into Scoop's blog, at least the last one that I saw. I thought it was pretty funny on Saturday. So many of the unwashed who have bumped into the story. Actually, that's not what I wanted to talk about. Before I let you go, the education reform, the numbers, where they stand now, is that what's going to be passed?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be the Democrats are holding out the hope, and it's a faint hope, that one Republican in the Senate would not give the school aid bill what's called immediate effect. If one person lays off, then they'd have to go back to the drawing board. But I think there's party discipline here, and I think the Republicans have 26 votes. I think all of them will pop for this thing on the governor, and the school aid cuts were reduced from 300 a pupil to 100, but there are a couple of hoops that the schools have to jump through, and they're not too happy about that, but they're going to take it anyway, and this is going to stand.
The surplus that the governor had mentioned, he wanted to put some away. Well, now you laugh at that. Why is that?
Well, because here's a guy who wants to pare back government and reduce spending, and what a conundrum for him to have $700 million in extra money, which makes it a little tougher to say to the people, we have to cut your services. But they divvied that up and put $300 million of it into the school aid fund and another $250 million into the rainy day fund, and then spent a couple of years on revenue sharing and the like. But, this guy is really lucking out. The economy is coming back, and so far he can take credit for it, but he hasn't done one thing to do about bringing it back, but he'll get the credit for it.
Do you think that the school, when you look at the school budget for next year, you think they'll try and get additional funding?
Yeah, if the money's there, I take him at his word. He said, if we have the money, I want to increase funding to education. So we'll just have to see. If these numbers continue to grow the way they are, there should be some extra money next year. And that would be a good thing because of the new business tax. There's an automatic deficit in the school aid fund of about $500 million. So not only does he have to find the money to replace that, but if he wants to give them new money, there'll have to be a lot of growth. And we'll just have to see. You can't predict that.
You know, Tim, it hasn't been discussed much, but I keep wondering when they're going to dive into the monies that they spend in the prison system.
Well, they're going to look at that. There is Michigan's costs are out of line, and we have closed a boatload of prisons, and the costs are still there. An interesting thing happened last week that got very little coverage. The Democrats in the Senate tried to force a vote for lawmakers to end their lifetime health care benefits, and guess what happened?
It passed.
No, it went down. Oh. The Republicans would not put up the votes for it. And that's why I say it didn't get a lot of coverage, so don't feel badly for having missed that. But there was an opportunity to kind of stick it to the Republicans and say, all right, you guys want to cut services for the civil servants? You want to cut the benefits for school teachers and staffers? How about us ending our health care benefits? And the R's in the Senate would not do it.
Wouldn't that have been political suicide, though?
Well, to end their own health care benefits for life?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Democrats said. If we're asking everybody else to sacrifice, hey, guys, pony up to the bar here and let's do the same thing. And somehow or other, they didn't want to do that.
What are you going to be working on for Channel 6 today?
I have no idea. You got anything? Call me if you do.
I tell you what you could do. You could go to Governor Granholm's or former Governor Granholm's tweets and see what she's got going on there.
Yeah, you enter at your own risk.
Hey, are you going to be attending the Mackinac Policy Conference?
I will be there with Bell.
What are we going to learn?
Oh, don't get me started on the Mackinac Conference.
Well, I want to get you started. Is it a bunch of rhetoric, or is there going to be some real news?
More often than not, it amounts to just a lot of glad-handing and let's do this and let's do that, and at the end of the day, not much gets done. Now, maybe Mr. Snyder can change that culture as well. I don't know. That one's going to be a tough slog. But we'll be there, and I'll make sure that I talk to you.
And well, that's what interests me. I'm wondering what this new governor and what this business culture that he is trying to create, if that will make this more of a happening place to be.
Well, the problem with the Mackinac Conference is that it's not just the legislature. You've got the leaders in the Southeast Michigan area, the Brooks Pattersons of the world, the mayors, Bobby Ficano, the new guy Hackle for Macomb County. That's where the sticky wicket is. You've got to get these people that have competing interests. They all talk the game of regional cooperation, and talk is cheap. But when the rubber hits the road and somebody has to give something to somebody else, it gets a little more difficult. So it'll be interesting. I just hope it doesn't snow.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Steve.